We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Rolling along here on The Morning Shift. We are at the top of the hour. It is brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. So the 2024 NFL Draft has come and gone, and the Falcons, I'll run through their draft selections for you here. Obviously, we know they took Michael Penix in the first round. In the second round, they moved up to go get Clemson defensive tackle Ruque Orororo.
All right.
And in round three, they got Braylon Trice, Paulding County. Be quiet over there. They got Braylon Trice. I can't do this today. They got Braylon Trice, the edge rusher out of Washington.
Twice?
Leave me alone.
Doing great, sweetie.
And then in the fourth round, Brandon Dorlus, the defensive tackle out of Oregon. And then round five, they took J.D. Bertrand, who also happens to be from Alpharetta, Georgia.
Blessed Trinity.
Notre Dame. And then in the sixth round, they had three picks. My goodness, I'm struggling for some reason at this hour because it's your fault. I just blame you.
You didn't insist?
I just look at you and blame you. No, they got Jace McClellan, the running back out of Alabama, and then Casey Washington, Illinois, the receiver, and then Zion
Luge. University of Georgia.
Out of Georgia.
I think the biggest takeaways for me are obviously Penix at eight. That's an understatement. It literally headlined everything Friday and Saturday as far as the draft. It was the first segment on every TV show. It was the first headline on every website. But I think when you look past that, it's very clear that you were trying to solidify that front seven. We knew that going into the draft that the Falcons had a number of holes defensively. So you jump in and you take five guys in that front seven. I think it's interesting who they took and where they took them. Braylon Trice, obviously exciting. Brandon Dorlus, I think, is that kind of Aaron Donald role. I think Braylon Trice is Byron Young. We'll kind of get into that in just a little bit. But Bertrand, it was a little bit more of a head-scratcher. He is, in the fifth round, more of a developmental player, I guess you want to say, but excited to have him from Blessed Trinity. I think he's very much a Nate Landman type of football player. And then Jace McClellan. And something, honestly, I would say Bertrand, McClellan, and Washington, all guys that can contribute on special teams this year. So it's a good class. You're going to ask questions about where and when you drafted some guys, but when you just look at the prospect and the players, I think there's a lot for the Falcons fans to be excited about.
There is, and we want to hear from you. You can call us at 404-726-0929. We've been taking your calls throughout the show, so we're going back to the lines now. We have Eric in Atlanta, and I was just told this note. He does the push-ups in the Dirty Bird's nest when the
Eric
Falcons
Rogers.
Score.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Are you going to be doing push-ups
Big Eric
this
Rogers.
Season? How many are you going to be doing is the question.
Hey, man, nice to have you on the show.
Hey, I appreciate it. And I was actually up in Detroit at the draft.
No kidding.
And, yeah, and, you know, my mind was set to hear Turner or Verse, you know.
Yeah.
And so when they said Penix, I had to think about it. And I was like, you know, when it came back to me, because, you know, everybody thought it was going to be the defensive end. And so I eventually had to tell myself, and you know those Lion fans are off the chain. And, you know, and they ragged us the whole weekend. But, you know, the way I got them back was I just let them know, you know, with Cousins and Penix together, we won't be in the market for a quarterback for some years. So we don't intend to pick, in the top 10 next year. We need to be up in the top 20. You know, that means we made the playoffs. We didn't need a quarterback. So that's how I feel. So, I'm okay with the pick.
Yeah. Good call. And I think Eric is half of Atlanta. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I think he's half Atlanta. Because I think everybody had some sticker shock to begin with. You've tried to digest it. You've listened to Terry's words. You've tried to understand more and more moving forward. And then you hope that this game plan, kind of works out in terms of what Terry's saying, what Raheem is saying, and what Michael Penix could be.
Well, this is one of those situations where you hope you're wrong if you don't like it. And yeah. I don't think it makes you less of a fan or anything if you don't like the pick. I think at a certain point, though, you have to get over not liking the pick and understand that that's your player. That's your future quarterback in, you know, who knows, 3 years.
How long are you giving people to get over it? How long?
You know what?
Minicamp, OTAs.
I think you need to be over it by the time minicamp is done. Like, yeah. I think you need to, like, you got to move on. And look, that's also where you get to see he's going to have rookie camp here, and maybe the end of this week or maybe early next week.
You don't want to be part of that.
And look, we're going to get some B-roll of him, like, you know, slinging the ball around, and I think it'll ease the mind of people.
When you think of a rookie minicamp, just think of the movie 300.
There you go.
That's what it looks like.
Sparta.
Stop it. All right, back to the lines. This is unusual. So I know the name Mentee, but apparently you're in parts unknown.
Oh, okay.
In the U.S. of A.
Mentee, welcome, sir.
Where are you?
Yeah, I'm out here in the truck right now. I'm in Morrisville, Tennessee.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so y'all know I'm still listening.
My man.
Mafia got to represent.
Wait.
I try not to get too overly invested in Atlanta sports team because it's like that scene on Friday where they just be playing with my emotions, right? But in this instance, I can see the logic because typically we're envious of teams like the Patriots and Green Bay. And when I digested the first pick, I can see the logic. Penix is going to get to watch a professional, just like Aaron Rodgers watched Brett Favre, and just like the Love watched Aaron Rodgers. So he's going to get to learn, and we're not going to throw this guy into the fire. And then they went and got some grinders, some real hotheads on the front line to solidify some things. So I saw the logic, and I was very, very pleasantly surprised. After I had about 48 hours to really digest, I was like, I see where they're going. And, yeah. And that's a very, very, very good idea. So my hat's off. You know, it's almost like when the United players took the trophy to Magic City. This is the most Atlanta thing ever. You get a quarterback, and you draft them, and you stash them, and that's just not the norm anymore. But I see the logic.
Mentee. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
After seeing all those defensive linemen come off the board, you just felt you felt comforted, didn't you?
Felt the warm and fuzzy.
I did. No, no doubt. Because you always want – this is not ballet. This ain't a choir. This is a grown man's game, and you want guys that are going to be violent. And that's what I like in the defense. Some dudes where Arthur Blank might get a call in the middle of the night saying, man, we done – we had to lock up one of your players because he was dragging some bouncers at this nightclub. You know what I'm saying? Dudes like that. That's who you want on your defense.
Yeah.
Okay? This ain't no choir boy stuff.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Appreciate good call. The call,
I wanted to ask him that because after Thursday, you know, I had my feelings. But after Friday night, I had to do the reaction pick for the round three. And
it was a great video.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw that, but one of our guys hit me up and said, "I didn't know."
It felt like
this...
you were doing a cameo.
Well, I am on Cameo. I gotta verify.
You're
myself.
On Cameo.
I gotta verify myself. Amy tried to fix it up, but No, but
I missed that. I was running traffic over here. He's on Cameo. Tell me what. Oh wait, what?
On the Cameo app.
Yeah, you can. You can get a part of the nation,
bro. You've been calling her big time Blackman, and
wait,
you're on
a minute.
Cameo.
Well, I have wait, never
whoa.
Done any. Hold on.
Who's asking you?
Stop. Hold up. Hold the press. I have never actually done anything on there because I haven't verified it. You got to verify it with your driver's license. And Amy signed me up, and I had to give her. Anyways. You're getting off topic. I did my reaction video.
I can't get
video.
Back on topic.
Yeah, what are you talking about? This is the topic.
The Braylon now. Trice. What? Look, man, I'm big time squid. Talking about.
I got you, man. I got you.
But I love that pick because you got your edge rusher and you got a value because that was a second round player that came off the board at 79 to you, and yep. He led the. What did I say? The last two seasons, he led the FBS in each season in pressures. Don't you roll your eyes at me.
I'm not. I want to keep this moving. Go, Michael.
All right, look, I brought this up Saturday. If you watched any Rams football and you paid attention to Byron Young, who was drafted almost the same exact spot in that draft that comes out of Tennessee, he wears number 0 for the Rams. That's what I'm looking at for Braylon Trice. And Byron Young last year, 8 sacks, couple of forced fumbles, really did a nice job of setting the edge as well. Bigger body. Like, their measurables are almost the same. They look almost the same in uniform. They were drafted almost the same. And I think they're going to play a very, very similar role inside of Raheem Morris and Jimmy Lake's defense.
Ooh, I'm shook over here about this Cameo
business. I
got to
put my order in.
Maybe it's about as shocking as the Falcons not taking a corner in this year's draft. So let's take a listen to Terry Fontenot on the reason why.
That is a position you would have liked to add that position, and yet you don't want to force or reach or do something that you shouldn't. So we had guys that obviously were trying to get back in the first. It could have been a corner. Then you continue to go through the draft, and it just depends. Like defensive line, we're very excited. We wanted to get add some size, some youth, and some pass rush, and we really were able to load up the defensive line. That was a goal going into the draft. But if it didn't fall that way, if we'd have gotten other positions, corner, offensive lineman, then we would have went those ways. You don't want to force it. You don't want to reach in the draft. You want to have a clear vision for the players you bring in. So didn't work out at corner, but you're right, we'll continue to look.
And there's going to be a lot to talk about moving forward about the dollars and cents of this team, the salary cap, you know, what guys will be in position battles as you move towards OTAs and training camp, because you're going to have to restructure somebody or you're going to have to let somebody go. And that's the unfortunate nature of this business. When you draft 4 defensive linemen, you start looking, you know, and obviously Grady Jarrett's one of the defensive captains of this team, and David Onyemata's under a 3-year deal, and you re-sign Kentavious Street. But you start thinking about the Calais Campbells of the world, and you wonder where the money comes from at this point, because you're starting to get up against it as far as the cap goes. The numbers don't make sense to be able to really go out and get somebody to play corner. And, you lost Jeff Okuda to Houston, and I know you still got Mike Hughes and D. Offord and those guys and Clark Phillips. But you just thought at some point that you would try to find more depth at the corner position to be able to play, because a lot of times you are going to be in dime in this league and have to play a number of these guys. So I'll be curious to see what kind of magic Terry can kind of create moving forward, because you're not in a good spot right now to add anybody. And I know there's going to be names floating around there, but man, I just don't know where it comes from.
You know what they say, when you leave – wherever you go, you can always come home. That may be true for one former Cowboy. We'll go in the huddle next and tell you who's on their way back to the Star on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game when we go in the huddle.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What are the haps? Start the day the right way with the morning shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
With In the Huddle. Brought to you by the Good Feet Store Premium Mart Supports. Learn more at goodfeet.com. On the morning shift.
We are back here on the morning shift. And Zeke Elliott is back with the Cowboys. So this from Ian Rappaport, that the Cowboys and their former star running back have agreed to terms. So, they just have a physical pending that's going to go down on Wednesday, but all roads point back to Dallas, apparently, for Zeke Elliott.
Are you excited about this if you're a Cowboys fan? I feel like you've been waiting on a splash and a splash and a splash, and you wait on a splash, and you go through the draft, and it's like, okay, Zeke. All right.
Yeah, I feel like that didn't live up to the contract that you gave him in the second deal that he had, and then he left and he came back. Yeah, but he's not carrying the load here. That's not what he's going to be asked to do.
No, he's not. But what I'm saying is, if you didn't make the splash in free agency, you didn't do it in the draft. And I'm not taking away from the talent that Zeke Elliott had or still has, but this is still a good move for your fan base, right? He was beloved in Dallas, and he's going to be a veteran, in that running back room.
Can we Salvation Army pot?
Oh yeah, he scores,
and then he spoons it in.
But I mean, you lost the running back you wanted to keep. The guy you want there was Tony Pollard.
You don't do things to appease your fan base, but I think this is at least...
you better not tell Spencer Williams on Twitter that, because he is not very happy.
Also, if there was ever anybody that was going to do that, it'd be Jerry Jones.
That's
the thing. I think it's cool. Listen, man, you still have Rico Dowdle and Deuce Vaughn and Royce Freeman, but I'll be curious to see where the load kind of goes, because... I want to say, Zeke's not going to get the huge lion's share of these carries, but then I'm looking and going,
he might.
I don't know.
Might have to.
And look, I think he showed flashes in New England last year, but I don't think he was ever the player he was earlier in his career. But I would think a guy like Zeke Elliott, rekindling the flame with Dallas, maybe being re-energized, I think that he, hits the weight room and gets back, and he's going to say, I'm in the best shape of my life. You can already see that coming around the corner when he gets that first interview down there in Big D. So it'll be fun to kind of see how that story plays out. I'm not sure that if I was a Cowboys fan, that'd be over the moon, but it is what it is.
I think you're probably happy as a Cowboys. It's a feel-good, hey, he's back, and maybe he still has a lot of gas left in the tank. We'll find out. But this is not a bad move to me by any means. I feel like it's almost kind of a win-win in the sense that you make the fans happy, but also you have that veteran presence. And a guy that may still be able to get it done, back in your running back room, back on your team.
When I hear it, I go, okay.
Nice.
All right. doesn't move me one way or the other. Just,
Maybe this will move the needle for you. This story is from CBS Sports senior NFL writer Will Brinson, and he wrote up an article on the 2024 NFL draft winners and losers. Eagles, Steelers, Commanders load up. More iffy moves by the Panthers. That is the headline. And within this article, he talks about Kirk Cousins and the Falcons. So just a snippet from it. He said, let's caveat any loser designation with this. Kirk Cousins is still getting paid $100 million by the Falcons and is still the starting quarterback in Atlanta. But his decision to leave Minnesota and sign with the Falcons was couched in part because there was no competition from a future replacement. So clearly Cousins felt somewhat slightly burned by the Falcons' decision to sit at 8 and take Michael Penix out of Washington. That's a top 10 pick on a quarterback. We over-scrutinize depth chart situations when a quarterback is drafted with a mid-round pick. So he goes on and on, but basically questioning whether or not, you know, if Kirk Cousins was one of the losers of this draft, and that's kind of what he was saying.
He does point out that, look, I understand that there's getting paid essentially $10 million doesn't make you a loser.
No.
And he's right. That should be the clarification. But it is.
Well, that's what he said. That's what I read.
But I know. That's what I'm saying. And I agree with that. But the problem for me where I agree with him about it being a loser situation is now you have to have that back. What the Falcons don't understand, which is something I think they'll address at some point, is you essentially created a quarterback controversy. Because what do people like? New shiny things. What is a first round?
Quarterback's the most popular guy on the team in
yes.
situations.
Not to
admit,
especially a first round draft pick that you've spent money on and you have no basic relationship with Kirk Cousins. Like, he's not a guy that's played here for 6-7 seasons and you're like, man, I'm loyal to him. He's just a hired gun off the street that you went and got another hired gun off the street, the same position when it only was one of them. So his first time he has a one touchdown, three interception game, and you lose by a field goal or by a quarterback turnover, there's going to be some in the fan base that want to move on already. It doesn't matter.
This is not going to happen.
It's not that it's not going to happen, but it's now fans are going to make noise about it. Certain media members are going to make noise about it, and therefore you get asked those questions, and
that
gets annoying.
That's fine. I'm sure it will be annoying, but let's just go ahead and we just put that away. Because, listen, let me ask you this. You draft a quarterback number one overall, he's going to play. Why? Because you drafted a number one overall. There's no controversy here. Let me tell Falcons fans this. There's no controversy, and there won't be a controversy, because if you're Raheem Morris and you say, hey, we're going to start Michael Penix over a healthy Kirk Cousins, you might as well have sealed the fate of Terry Fontenot. Because you got a $45 million backup quarterback. Not a number 8 overall pick. Now you've got a $45 million backup quarterback at that point. It's I'm frustrated by the pick. I'm on board with it. The more we move forward and I'm trying to, clean my hands of it, but there's not going
to
be a controversy. I don't even think Kirk's the loser. I disagree with the article. I don't even think Kirk's the loser. Kirk was part of a draft where they took RG3 and then took him later in the fourth round. Like, he gets the business of football. I just wonder if he would have maybe thought about some other places to go play football if he knew this was going to happen.
But I don't think this story is not going to just, like, training camp's going to come, right?
No.
We already know, yes, Kirk Cousins, they said he's going to be the starter, but, he's still at training camp and probably a lot of people poking around for reports that will probably emerge during that time, too. So.
We'll go back to Kirk's opening press conference. Like, there was one place that absolutely wanted me, and it was here. And this is where they want me here, and I want to be here. And now.
He also said, when the quarterback and the GM and the coach are all on the same page, you can start winning championships.
Yeah.
I don't know how on the same page he was Thursday night.
Yeah, they were. They were. As soon as they called him, in the middle of them being on the clock saying, hey, we're taking the quarterback here, which was not something we told you we were going to do at the 8th overall pick. We're not ready to win now, I guess, because we're going to take a stash and dash draft pick.
Let's stay in the NFC South. This story is from John Ziegler of the Saints Wire, and it talks about how there are dueling reports that said the Saints were among teams looking to trade up into the top 10 picks and target Michael Penix. So there have been some other outlets, as Ziegler goes on to say in this article, that have said those conversations actually never happened. So, of course, Dennis Allen was asked about if the Saints were trying to explore a trade. And he said a flat no. And he went on to say, It was never discussed that we would move up for a quarterback. That's what Allen said. He said, I think anytime there's a quarterback that you think has a chance to be your future quarterback, it's always something that you're going to consider. I have heard that report. It was brought to my attention, but there was zero effort on our part to move up for a quarterback. There's always discussions about trading up or trading back, but none of those were in an attempt to get a quarterback. Again, that is Dennis Allen, the Saints head coach, saying, nope, they were not trying to move up, and they were not apparently trying to target Michael Penix moving up in the draft.
Well, that goes against what I was told by people in this city that work for organizations in this city, that the Saints were one of three teams that were trying to get up into the top 10 for Michael Penix. I don't think they called this team. I do know that they did not call this team from what I was told, but that, so I don't know if that is, you know what, we want to make sure that Derek Carr thinks that we didn't try to do this.
It didn't happen, so now you got to clean it up.
There are conflicting reports. I mean, I don't care.
Well, what it sounds to me is, like, just reading between everybody here, is that they were going to trade up and grab an offensive tackle. They have to. They don't have an offensive tackle. The whole thing, they have not re-signed their left tackle from last year, and Ryan Ramczyk, their right tackle, might be retiring from football medically because his knee injury is not healing. So, they were going to draft an offensive tackle the whole time. Maybe they were calling around to move up, but everybody knew that they were kind of in the business with a quarterback too, and they end up getting one later in the draft. So you put two and two together, and there's probably people going, well, they were going to trade up and grab a guy. Doesn't necessarily mean it was going to be Michael Penix or J.J. McCarthy or any of the other ones. So I don't know. They were going to grab an offensive tackle. We had Mike Tillier on, a week ago when he was talking about that. We're also going to have him coming up in about an hour, and we're going to ask him this exact question. So it'll be fun to talk about.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean, and... when we come back here, we want to hear from you. We have been taking some calls throughout the show of what you all thought overall the Falcons draft. You can call us at 404-726-0929. We're also going to hit a mic'd up.
One of the Atlanta prospects that went into the NFL over the weekend had the craziest path to the draft that I have ever heard of, and probably that you've ever heard of. We'll talk about the story of Quantez Stiggers on the other side in mic'd up. That'll be a lot of fun to dive into. You're listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the morning shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back here on the morning shift, and we want to hear from you and your thoughts overall of how the Atlanta Falcons did in the 2024 NFL drafts. You can call us at 404-726-0929. If you don't get it now, we'll get you in on our wake-up call. We also have a mic'd up on deck.
Dude, I can't wait to tell you all this story. of Quantes Diggers. That'll be coming up in just about 5 minutes. You're not going to believe his path to the NFL. If you haven't heard it, make sure you stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that in just a few minutes. Let's go to the lines right now and say good morning to Chris in College Park. Good morning, Chris.
Chris, what up? Hey, happy Monday. What's up? Happy Monday, everybody.
What's up, buddy?
Hello, hello.
Hey, how you doing, fearless leader?
Sir?
And, hey, I'm going to jump right to it. I'm frustrated and disappointed. I had my hopes up that we would take a defensive player. Obviously, that didn't happen. And it's nothing against Michael Penix. I'm a Falcons fan, so I'll, you know, by the time training camp comes around, I'll you know, my attitude will change. But what bummed me out is the fact that we don't have a player that's going to play immediately. And if things go like we think they will, he may not play for 3 years. And if this is this Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love type thing, you know, Green Bay, one thing that may play in our favor is once they pick Jordan Love, you got a rejuvenated and motivated Aaron Rodgers who went on to win two MVPs and take them to the NFC Championship. And if anything's like they said about Kurt's camp, you know what I mean? Been a little bothered by that. Hopefully that motivates him, lights a fire underneath him, and, you know, and the Falcons go on a nice 3-year to 4-year run. The saving grace that made me feel better is we took 4 defensive players after that. So, Raheem, you're a defensive coach. Coach him up. And if I thought D. Ritty, the Cincinnati kid, could win us 10 games, I absolutely think that, you know, Cousins and the rest of the crew can win us 10, if not more. Go Falcons. And next year, take a defensive player. Hashtag Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Squad.
I'm glad he said that, too, because and I've mentioned this a number of times in the last month as we built up to the draft. I was like, there's no way they're taking Bijan at 8. There's just no way. And I said it on the show over and over again. I was like, we're not taking a running back at 8. We're not going to do it. But, you know, Algier, CP, they'll be fine in the backfield. We have more pressing needs elsewhere. And then the build up this month, I kept saying there's no way they're taking Michael Penix at 8. There's no way they're going to do that. It's the whole build up thing. You have other needs elsewhere. And I think that Chris from College Park, I think a lot, and I'm going to go like as high as 75 or 80% of the fans feel exactly like he does.
I think, yeah, that's the way I feel. A lot of the way I'm thinking. Tiff, I did a radio hit Friday with Huntsville. And Tom Abraham, who Mike did the play-by-play with a while back, and he doesn't welcome me in and talk to me first.
he plays the cut of me.
He plays the cut of Mike saying, and I quote, he goes, "There is no way the Falcons are taking Michael Penix at 8. He goes, and then Mike goes,
"Where did he get that?"
He goes, because Mike went on there earlier.
I was on his show saying it Monday.
Oh, on his
and
show
so Mike starts laughing. And he goes, "I mean, I would be dumbfounded, floored Friday morning if I'm sitting there doing my show, blah blah." And so Tom goes, "So we welcome in Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson's partner, and he called me your boss too. He goes, "Here's boss and partner." And I was like, "That's right." And he goes,
"I have a word with
so,
him."
He said the cut. And I said, "Tom, I just want you to know that Mike Johnson was absolutely dumbfounded.
Floored.
By
all
the
of
fact.
The above.
Yeah, it was funny.
All right, man. I'm going to have a talk with him.
To Xavier in Gwinnett. What's going on?
Hey, team. How are you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
I would have to say I'm a little bit frustrated. And it's not just now, but I've been frustrated for years now because I kind of feel like Terry is grabbing players as if he's playing fantasy football ever since he's been here. And if we were playing fantasy football, we would be great. But he's actually building a live NFL team. So when you talk about Michael Penix, Bijan, Kyle Pitts, these are great players, but these are players that's not good for where we are as a team. Everybody keeps talking about the Green Bay Packers model, but I think people tend to forget if they didn't pay Jordan Love, the next wide receiver on the board was T. Higgins. That player could have put them in the championship.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to make sure your team is ready to win now, especially if you're going to go get a Kirk Cousins. Build the team to where you can win now instead of in the future, and we could just be all right for a long time.
Well, first off, I agree. I agree with the Green Bay talk there. That I'm tired of people telling me that this is like Green Bay or Kansas City. Those were playoff teams. So I don't want to hear that. As far as the first part, I do disagree with that part about the fantasy thing. I think we got stuck in thinking when Terry got here, we were thinking about this team, in 16, 17, and 18 in the way they should have been picking, not offensive. That team in 21, they had one weapon, and it was Kyle Pitts. The team in 22, they had two weapons. It was Kyle Pitts and Drake London. And so you built, you bought weapon, brought weapons in and were able to pay them less and have an instant contributing from them, like contributions, right? So this pick, you can say that about. Like, this is, you can absolutely say that about this pick because it doesn't help you week one. As you go in there, you're not going to see Michael Penix if all goes well. So I agree with that part. But the first part, you had to draft weapons. You didn't have any at all. You were completely bare. And I think we forget that a little bit.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with that, man. And it's just it's not the same story. You also didn't – it wasn't top 10. Like, you were back in the mid-20s when you picked Jordan Love. And let's not forget also, Aaron Rodgers wasn't happy about it. And Aaron Rodgers, it's probably the reason that you have – wound up with Aaron Rodgers sitting in New York right now, the same way you did Brett Favre when they took Aaron Rodgers. So while that's a nice model, those guys had already won MVP awards by the time you fractured that relationship. This guy, the ink's not even dry on Kirk Cousins' contract, and you're already drafting his replacement. So it's a little bit different in a lot of different ways. Hey, I'm going to tell you the greatest draft story maybe ever told here in just a second. Let's do a mic dump.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
So if you have not heard the story of Quantez Stiggers, fifth round pick, number 176 overall, goes to the New York Jets over the weekend. He is an Atlanta native. Now you're thinking to yourself, oh man, Atlanta guy going to play for the Jets? What, did he go to Clemson? Did he go to Bama? Oh, maybe Georgia. Maybe even Georgia Tech. You'd slide around. Hey, Georgia State maybe. You know, maybe he's one of those guys that was one of their prospects. No. He's actually the third player, guys, in the common draft era that did not play college football. Let me tell you a little bit of story about Mr. Stiggers. He signs out of the STEM Academy known as BEST in Atlanta. All right, all boys STEM school, 27 players on his varsity football team, signs with Lane College up in Jackson, Tennessee back in 2020. All right, that's where things take a turn for the worse. He goes up there. Obviously, the 2020 season for Lane College is canceled because of COVID. During COVID or right before COVID, his father gets in a bad car accident and goes into a coma, eventually dies, passes away while he is in college, while he is enjoying that freshman season up at Lane College. So he drops out. He's not playing football. His father just passed away. He drops out. He comes home, starts washing cars by the airport, doing a number of odds in his job, oil changes, things like that. I think he was doing a little bit of DoorDashing, Uber Eats. And he was just trying to make ends meet as an 18-year-old kid who did not get a chance to live out their dream. That's what he spent 2021 doing. All right, move on from that. You go to 2022. His mother decides, you know what, man, he cannot continue on this rate. He is a great football player. He needs a chance to show it. On Facebook, she runs across the Fan-Controlled Football League. I don't know if you guys have heard. Johnny Yes. Football was in this a couple of years ago. Plays one season in the Fan-Controlled Football League. His offensive coordinator and the Fan-Controlled Football League used to be a part of the Toronto Argonauts organization. So he looks at him and goes, man, you should really try playing Canadian football. You're a really good football player. Gets a tryout with the Toronto Argonauts. This is where things start taking a turn for the better. Goes up to Toronto, plays a full season in 2023. He has 5 interceptions, 55 tackles. The first guy in 25 years as a defender to win Most Outstanding Rookie for the CFL last year, gets a number of tryouts and workouts and pro days, actually held his pro day right here in the city of Atlanta, runs a 4.4 40-yard dash, opens all sorts of eyeballs, and the New York Jets on Saturday give him a phone call and make him a New York Jet as a DB. One of the craziest stories you will ever hear. A guy goes from not playing in college, signs with Lane College up in Jackson, Tennessee, to not playing at all in 21, to playing Fan-Controlled Football League in 22, to playing in the CFL in 23, and now looking the NFL in the eyes here in 2024. Man, just congratulations to him.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
I've not heard this story.
You've heard a lot of crazy stories about how people get the NFL, and sometimes they, you know, transfer, and sometimes they're here and there, and there has been guys that have come from the CFL that have done nice things, obviously here in Atlanta as well. But rarely do you ever see a guy go to Lane College out of the best academy, not play there, sit out a year because of COVID, And like his mom kind of put it, kind of hustling, working odds and ends jobs for a year before he finds the Fan Control Football League. And now he's going to be a New York Jet, man. Just excited for that kid. It's awesome that he's able to kind of carve out his own path and really make his own way. It's very obvious to me, reading through his story, that he is a self-motivator, gets on his grind. I mean, how many guys can honestly say they're in good enough shape to play Fan Control Football after sitting out for a year
not
doing anything? And so kudos to him, man. I think it's a really, really cool story and just can't be happy enough. I've been trying, guys, to sit back here and think of other crazy stories, and there are some. And, you know, we're going to talk about J.D. Bertrand.
Ray Davis had a pretty
for
out of Kentucky, and now I forgot who drafted him, but running back.
I'm sure you've run across a number of these stories doing your journalism work over the years.
Yeah, I've got a pretty deep notebook when it comes to encountering stories like this. Even actually, if I can remember his name, but on the Broncos, he made the roster this past season. Actually, I'm going to try to dig through my notes right now. But Sean Payton was super emphatic in talking about this kid and how he got up early. He was, you know, first to be in there. He's right. Running hill sprints, all this stuff before they even began their workouts for the day.
Well, D. Offord here was like a defensive player of the year or something in the CFL or maybe in the playoffs or something. So, you know, we've got a couple of good stories here ourselves, like guys like him that have made the journey, man.
Trying to find his name, he was homeless.
Yeah.
So it was a really great story that he ended up, you know, being able to make the roster last season.
But shout out to Mr. Stiggers. I know that, man, he's had his ups and downs, obviously, in his life. I know that he, you know, is really excited to get this done for his mom. And I know that, you know, his dad's watching down on him. So shout out to him. If you've been a part of his journey or have known him around the city of Atlanta, everything you read on the socials and on every post that's made about him over the weekend, just a great dude, man, and obviously a great football player. So it would be a lot of fun to kind of watch his journey as it unfolds throughout the offseason.
Great story. When we come back here, we're going to get your thoughts in our wake-up call on what you thought the Falcons did in the draft, how you think they did overall. You can give us a call at 404-726-0929. We'll continue to get your calls in. The wake-up call is next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.